You know I love the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom. Joe and Rosalie Vaccari bring some great acts, great entertainment to our area. And God bless them for that. But there's a very unusual appearance happening this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7 o'clock. It is a gentleman named Michael Franzese. He's coming to the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom sharing his true mafia story in Michael Franzese's A Mob Story. Michael joins us here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Michael, I got to tell you, this is a first for Andiamo Celebrity Showroom and, frankly, a first for me. Nice to have you with us.
Well, good to be here, Paul. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about your story. You're the son of a former underboss in the mafia. And you're on the road telling people your story, which to me in itself is unusual because, generally speaking, organized crime, the mafia, likes to be under the radar, not on the stage talking about it.
Well, that's true, Paul. And, you know, I've been doing this now for quite some time. I walked away from that life a number of years ago. But yes, my dad, Sonny Franzese, was the underboss of the Colombo family back in the 60s. And to make a very long story short, you know, he initially didn't want this life for me, but he drew a 50-year prison sentence back in 1970. I was a pre-med student at Hofstra University in New York when my dad received, you know, essentially what we thought was a death sentence. And through, a series of circumstances, he wanted me to help him get out of prison. He proposed me for membership in that life. And I left school, and in 1975, I took an oath and became a made member myself of that life and, spent about 20 years there. And, a lot of different circumstances. At some point, I became a major target of law enforcement. I was indicted actually 7 times for, various crimes. One of the indictments was by Rudy Giuliani. He indicted me on a big racketeering case. I was acquitted in that case, or I wouldn't be here today talking about it. And, I did a lot of things myself. I did eventually get my dad out of prison after 10 years, but he kept going back on parole violations, essentially served almost 40 years of that 50. My dad was released from prison at the age of 100 in 2017, and he passed away last year at the age of 103. So he kind of lived a... Yeah, he was the oldest living mob guy in America, for sure, quite possibly in the world. I don't know if anybody ever lived to that life, to that age. But, and I became a prominent member myself. I was one of these schemes that I was noted for as I devised a scheme along with the Russian mob of defrauding the government out of tax on every gallon of gasoline at the height of my operation that I ran for 8 years. We were doing a half a billion gallons of gas a month. We were taking in about $8 to $10 million a week. So it was a pretty big crime that I eventually.
Let's not let that slip by. You were grossing $8 to $10 million a week.
That's correct. Yes, and I had my own jet plane. I had a helicopter. I had houses in Florida, California, New York. I had a crew of about 300, guys under me. And, I was advancing pretty far in that life. I mean, they were talking about making me the boss or the underboss at one point in time. And, what happened to me, Paul, is among many things I was doing, I was making movies. I had a production company in L.A. I was filming a dance movie in Florida, and I met a young girl who was a dancer in the film. So I'm very much in love with her. She's now my wife of 38 years.
Oh,
and she was a young girl of faith, as was her mother. And as a result of my meeting her, I decided to walk away from that life. And it wasn't easy because, you don't walk away from that life.
I was just going to say, Michael, we're under the impression, but of course, what the hell do we know? We do it based on The Godfather and other films. But we didn't think you could walk away, and you just said it. You're not usually able to walk away.
Well, you can't, Paul, and I knew it was going to be a tough situation for me. I mean, eventually there was a contract on my life from my former boss, Carmine Persico, who died in prison. He was indicted and convicted on the mob commission case by Giuliani. He got a 100-year prison sentence, and he passed away 2 years ago, but you know, he put a contract on my life. My father was obviously extremely upset with me. And, you know, I had the FBI trying to get me to cooperate, and I had a lot of trouble over it. I eventually took a plea. I did 8 years in prison as a result of this whole gas scam case. And when I got out, I moved to California. And eventually, Paul, quite honestly, you know, I just outlasted everybody. I mean, everybody I knew is either dead or in prison for the rest of their lives. So I was very fortunate in that regard that I was able to make it. But it was tough. It was a tough situation for me.
It is a fascinating situation. There's never been anything or anyone like you, because there isn't anyone else like you, that would be coming and opening up at Andiamo. Michael Franzese coming to the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom this Saturday, 8 p.m., doors open at 7, sharing his true mafia story in Michael Franzese, a mob story. And it's fascinating, and he has a question and answer session. He's going to spend an hour, hour and a half on stage talking about things that you and I have never heard from a real former mafia man. And I think it's going to be fascinating. I think it's going to be incredible. I'm going to ask my first question. Is The Godfather at all realistic to you, having lived that life, the film The Godfather?
Well, I can tell you this. It was without a doubt the greatest movie of that genre. But it wasn't realistic, because things are not always passed down from father to son. You know, you don't automatically become the boss if your father wants you to, and he's the former boss. But, you know, there were some things that were realistic. But aside from that, it was a great movie. But I'll tell you, the most realistic movies out there are Goodfellas. And by the way, they mentioned me in Goodfellas. I was a character in there because I knew that crew very well. Donnie Brasco is another great movie and pretty realistic. I thought it was Pacino's best role, because I knew Lefty Ruggiero very well, and he played him well. Those are the two best. And A Bronx Tale. Bronx Tale was another realistic one. So there's some good movies out there. But Godfather, again, number one, but not really realistic.
Interesting. Well, you're going to hear it all. Join him this Saturday at Andiamo's Celebrity Showroom. You can go online, Andiamo Italia. .com/showroom. You can call the Andiamo box office at 586-268-3200, 586-268-3200. Ticketmaster will have the tickets too. You'll have the incredible opportunity to spend time with what Time Magazine said is the first time a high-ranking member of the mafia publicly walked away from his past and is now spilling the beans, telling the story in Michael Franzese, A Mob Story, this Saturday at the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom. A pleasure meeting you, Michael, and thank you so much.
And thank you, Paul. Hope to see you there.
I hope to be there as we continue on WJR.